Well, the biggest thing we learned is how corrupt that redrawing process was and how profound the gerrymander was. It turned out that they had drawn hundreds and hundreds of maps, and they tried to destroy the hard drives on which they'd saved this information after spending a lot of money and getting, you know, forensic experts involved. They were able to uncover these data packets and determine how bad this gerrymander was, and basically to show that the Republicans really intentionally picked the most rigged map that they could after that 2010 election. After that, there was a lawsuit. We actually won in federal court here in Madison, and the map was declared unconstitutional because it was so unfair. But eventually it got to the U.S. Supreme Court, and what the U.S. Supreme Court did, and some of this happened after Brett Kavanaugh was installed on the bench, is they basically said, look, that we're just not going to care. We're not going to allow people to challenge maps for being unfair. This advantages the Republicans, and so we're gonna kind of let it stand. And in some of the states, if you can get a state court to throw these maps out, that'll be okay. But the federal courts aren't going to get involved, which really was a huge surprise, because the federal courts had indicated for decades that they thought partisan gerrymandering was a problem, and they were just trying to figure out how to handle it. And so they really reversed themselves and said, we're not going to deal with partisan gerrymandering, and it's really up to states and citizens in states to figure out how to fight these things. So if you don't have a very amenable Supreme Court in Wisconsin, we don't have the power of citizen initiative. You know, over in Michigan, in our neighboring state, the voters just took a question to the people. Some activists put a question on the ballot. The people voted overwhelmingly to end partisan gerrymandering and say, you can't have these rigged maps. You have to have elections that are meaningful. And so in Michigan in 2020, in 2022, this year, they're going to have a meaningful election under new maps, because those maps aren't rigged. But we're not going to be that fortunate here in Wisconsin.
So I just want to touch on this earlier federal decision, because it was a decision. It was a panel of judges,
mm-hmm.
right?
And right. It was a three-judge panel. That's right.
Three-judge panel. So it wasn't just judges out of one district in Wisconsin or,
No, it was two Republican appointed judges and one Democratic appointed judge. That one of them was from Madison, one was from Green Bay, and one was actually from Indiana on this panel.
Right.
They really evaluated these information, and they made a decision collectively that what was happening in Wisconsin was wrong, that it was constitutionally disallowed, but the U.S. Supreme Court, after another 3 years of litigation, overturned that decision and said, that these Republican activists can do whatever they want when it comes to rigging these maps.
So I just wanted to emphasize that point, though. There were two Republican federal judges and one Democratic appointed federal judge that said the nature and the extremeness of our gerrymander in Wisconsin was actually unconstitutional.
Yeah, that's what that three-judge panel said,
right,
in the fall of 2016. That's right. And
I think so many people don't really understand that there were very conservative folks that thought what had happened to democracy and maps and how we elect our elected representatives in our state was so rigged, it was unconstitutional.
And the people agreed with them, right? Because we've had polling, we've had countywide referendums, we've had fights on county boards all over the state, and in Trump counties, in Biden counties, in Clinton counties, whether you voted for Scott Walker or you voted for Jim Doyle or Tony Evers, people all over the state from both parties really feel strongly that this rigging of the map shouldn't be allowed. And we see the only folks who are really arguing for that are the ones who benefit, which is the Republican elected officials themselves. In fact, there was a hearing on these maps earlier this year, And there was 9 hours of testimony, and the only two people testifying in favor of rigging the maps were the Republican Speaker of the State Assembly and the Republican leader of the State Senate. Every single other human being who showed up, Democrats, Republicans, independents from every corner of the state, said, please don't rig these maps. But the Republican legislators just ignored them because they want to have their own power. They want to stay in power no matter what happens in these elections.
And I think what's really important, and the reason I'm stressing this out here in the Shaw, out here in Waukesha, out here in the land and the country and the folks between Madison and Milwaukee, is that we had Republican federal judges say, this just is unconstitutional. It's so bad. You know, you can't a football game where, right, one team is playing on a 100-yard field and another team's playing on a 90-yard field, right?
That's exactly right.
And so how did that then end up playing in terms of how does that impact the primaries in those gerrymandered districts? How have you seen that play out over the last decade?
Well, I think what happens, and when we say gerrymandered districts, I think we see this in Republican districts. I think we see this in Democratic districts. I think we see this in a few swing districts, which is in these primaries, there's a huge advantage to playing to the extremes and the fringes of your own party. So the Democrats in the legislature have gotten more liberal and basically thrown out all the moderate Democrats. And the Republicans have gotten much more right wing, and they've thrown out all the moderate Republicans through these primaries. And you have a legislature made up of a lot more people who are fringe and extreme, which is very different than the actual people who live in Wisconsin, who are usually, by and large, not so fringe and extreme, right? And so the legislature is very disconnected from the people of Wisconsin in that sense. It just doesn't reflect the true political diversity of a state like ours.
So that's one component of this gerrymander. I want to just touch on another component, because I think these two sort of merge in this most recent decision. You'll remember the voter ID litigation?
Mm-hmm.
And we had a federal judge in Madison, Judge Peterson. He found that the laws on the voter ID violated equal rights protection and violated the Voting Rights Act because it discriminated against people of color in Milwaukee. Do you remember that litigation?
Absolutely.
And to me, as a lawyer, I really watched that, and that case just was pending before the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, the federal appeals court that sits in Chicago, for almost 3 years without a decision. How do you summarize the Seventh Circuit's decision reversing Judge Peterson? How do you, as a member of the Fair Elections Project, decipher that case? And I'll give you my thoughts as well.
Well, look, I'll be honest with you, Mark. I'm not an expert on voter ID, but my sense is that, you know, what we see in the judiciary at a lot of different levels is more and more judges who are committed to outcomes as opposed to actually following the law and the briefs that are in front of them, right? And actually moving the ball down the field of jurisprudence in a way that is predictable. Because people, they want to achieve their end result. And that's what's happening here in Wisconsin. And that's what's happening here in these gerrymandering cases. And I think that's what's happening in a lot of different cases.
So we're going to be going a break here. And then when we come back on break, Sachin, I just want to sort of talk a little bit more race issue. And then what was actually decided last Friday what's it mean for the election maps this year? And to your point, what does it mean for what we have to do going forward this next decade to ensure democracy in the state of Wisconsin?
Great.